Even with the United States committing vast resources to the war on terror since the September 11th attacks in 2001, and other nations joining the worldwide fight against terrorism following strikes on their countries, Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden remains free and his terrorist organization far from defeated. Bin Laden is believed to be holed up in the border area between Afghanistan and Pakistan and has not been seen in public in years, but messages attributed to him occasionally surface to taunt the West.
It is in your interest to force the hand of your politicians away from the White House.
Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism analyst at the U.S. Military Academy. He says there is a simple reason why bin Laden and Al-Qaeda are still going strong.
It's also that something of a corporate succession plan seems to exist, where even when we take out key Al-Qaeda commanders and operatives, there's always someone waiting in the wings to replace them.
Hoffman says Al-Qaeda is always recruiting new militants. He says the terrorist group moved into Iraq because Iraq is fertile ground for recruitment, with a large number of teens without jobs.
Precisely those countries across North Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia, and even Southeast Asia, where Al-Qaeda's message has had the greatest resonance, are those same countries that today have an overwhelmingly large or disproportionately large population that is young. That is in the 30 to 40% populations of youths under the age of 17.
Al-Qaeda also is not an easy target. It is evasive, like past revolutionary movements, but it is not based in a particular country, nor is it trying to seize power in any nation. Zuhair Humadi is a senior advisor to Iraqi Vice President Adel Abdul Mehdi.
But they will help other organizations in their attempt to take control of a country, as they did with Taliban in Afghanistan and later with other groups in Somalia and in Iraq.
Humadi says Al-Qaeda's success lies in its sophistication in using and manipulating the international media, and that without the internet, Al-Qaeda would be just another band of local terrorists. Terrorism analyst Bruce Hoffman says he's concerned that Al-Qaeda might try to attack in the U.S. in the next 10 months because of the upcoming presidential election.
We've been enormously successful, enormously lucky as well, in not having any terrorist incident in the United States for the past 6 years. But I would argue for the next 10 months we're entering into an enormously dangerous period in the lead-up to the election.
Another analyst, Peter Bergen at the New America Foundation, is not as concerned about that. He says if Al-Qaeda were capable of such an attack, it would have done it to mark the 5th anniversary last year of the September 11th attacks. He says he's worried more about possible attacks in Europe and Al-Qaeda becoming established elsewhere.
In the future, Al-Qaeda's strategy will be to create more safe havens, whether it's on the Afghan-Pakistan border, extending that in Iraq, in Somalia, and perhaps also Darfur. Bin Laden's mentioned Darfur quite a lot recently, and I would anticipate as the United Nations gets more involved that Al-Qaeda will be drawn there, just as they were drawn to Somalia.
But Bergen says Al-Qaeda is not without weakness. He says the terrorist group has made a strategic mistake in carrying out attacks that have killed Muslim civilians. And now many Muslims have a different view of Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. He says Al-Qaeda never had the support of the masses, only of the militants and extremists. And these killings have further damaged its image. Ravi Khanna, VOA News.